You have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. I want to begin reading at verse 16 tonight. And the Bible says this. It says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and lasciviousness, adultery and witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things," now listen to this, "shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with their affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help. And I've touched on this subject a couple of times in the last few months. God just won't let me get away from it. I believe He's trying to help us, get us ready. I told the fellas down in the prayer room, I'm praying about a revival. A stirring in God's people. And that has to start with each every one of us individually. And we might be stirred in the heart. So let's pray, God help us. In order to help us, we got to begin to get in a road of approaching God in a direction and a way, praise God, that He can be pleased with, so He can begin to bless us and help us and grow us in the way to have to go. And I'd like to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought: anger in the church house. Anger in the church house. And now you look at me like a sheep looking at new gates, but I want to tell you, praise God, there's some things that we need to deal with in our personal life. There's some things that we need to look at and things that we need to realize. Now, I don't know why God had me go this way. I told you a few weeks ago, I'm going to mind God. The devil don't like it. The world don't like it. But praise be to God. I believe He'll be well pleased if we'll just mind Him. As I look at this tonight and I think about this anger, praise God, that we have in this world. Anger that's out of control. Anger that's out of hand. As we see young men, praise God, going into places, public places, and just shooting people down dead. When they can go into little old kindergarten, first grade class, praise God, just mow down little children. I want to say tonight, there's some anger, praise God, that needs to be got under control. There's some anger today, praise God, that needs to be put in its place. Amen. Hey, something has to take place. Something has to happen. And praise God, I want to say, it's not a gun that does that. It's anger in the heart of some human being. Amen. Anger, praise God, that can be controlled. Now, anger means, Webster says, it's to provoke or enrage. In other words, I want to say my definition would be excitement of the mind. When the mind begins to get excited and the mind begins to get carried away to the point of not being able to contain. Amen? So we know that anger is an excitement of the mind. Now, sin, we know, is a to miss the mark. Amen? We're living in a world that's full of anger, it's full of sin, and it's full of wrath. Amen. We know that tonight. We see it all around us. And what do we see? We see this excitement of the mind. And we see that, praise God, it causes us to miss some mark. That's that mark that God's planned for. That mark that God's set up for. That target that God has for every child, every little old boy and girl. Pray God, every child of God. God's got a mark set for us. You know that tonight. God's got a mark set for your life. Praise God, a target. Praise God, you need to be aiming for. I'm afraid today we've missed it. As mamas and daddies have let our children go, praise God, and we've not set our mind and our eyes on that mark, and we've let our children fall away. We've let our children, our family, be taken by the devil. Amen. We've missed the mark. Amen. Because that excitement of mine, and we become wrath. That's to be enraged. And what that is, a wrath is just displaying that anger that we have. It's displaying, it's putting on public display the anger that we have that's just pinned up in us. And it grows and it festers and it becomes something, praise God, that we can't attain. We can't contain. Amen? And it begins to get away from us. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 17 through 21, it tells us that these fists of rage belong to you, to your sinful nature. Amen? It's the way of sin, if you will. Amen? This wrath and anger that we have in us, praise God, it's that old person, praise God, that you're given into. It's that old sinful way of living. But God says there's a better way. He said it's the Jesus way. He said if we just get a hold and control that. Now the Bible speaks over, praise God, in the book of Proverbs about controlling your anger. Now if we look over in Proverbs chapter 25, if we look at Proverbs chapter 25 tonight, in the very last verse of that chapter, the Bible, that now this is the old preacher preaching, and he's trying to tell you, praise God, he said, hey, listen, there's nothing new under sin. That's all vanity. He said, everything that you try to do in this old world, praise God, outside the Lord Jesus Christ, it don't matter how rich you are. Hey, praise God, it don't matter how smart you are. It don't matter how good looking you are. Amen. He said, anything you try to do outside of the glory for the glory of God, he said, it's just vanity. Amen. It's just vanity. But the old preacher says in Proverbs 25, in verse 28, he gives us some directions. Ain't you glad from some old men of God, praise God, that'll pen that, give you some directions, give you something, praise God, you can build upon and that'll help you. He said, he that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. Amen? Now the old preachers are telling us that. He said, praise God, if you don't have rule over your own spirit. Now what is the spirit? That's that part of us that moves and breathes and has our being. That's who we are tonight. That's who you are tonight. Praise God, that spirit of God that's in you, that spirit of, praise God, and man that makes you who you are. And he said, if you don't have rule over that, he said, praise God, you're like a city that the walls is broken down, where everything in the world can go in and come out. And praise God, there's no way, there's no gates to direct, there's no gates to get the flow to go right. Praise God, it's just going out, coming in, praise God, as your old flesh wants to go. Amen. It's just like a city that's broken without walls. Amen. That's what he says. That's what we're like. If we can't rule our spirit, if we can't rule that inner part of who we are that moves and that makes us move and breathe and gives us our being. Amen? He said we have to control who we are. He said it's up to us to rule our spirit. It's up to us with the help of God, praise God, to dictate who we want to be. I want to say, praise God, if you're a child of God, you don't belong to the devil anymore, so you don't have to go his way. You've got a new, and the Bible says a new and a living way, praise God, in Christ Jesus. And you don't have to choose that old way. You youngins, listen to me. You can go God's way. Amen. Praise the Lord, Jesse. You can just keep praising the Lord all the way to the house. Amen, for His glory. He said, hey, but we got to rule our own spirit. What's that mean tonight, youngins? It means we got to take charge. It means that we have to be responsible for who we are. See, that's what's wrong with the world. We want to blame everything in the world for who we are, praise God. The only person that we can blame is ourselves. We must blame ourselves. We must look at ourselves. We can't say, Mama made me like this. Daddy made me like this. The government made me like this. The prison house made me like this. My children made me like this. Praise God, you're the only one that, praise God, that can take control of your own self. And we must control ourselves. We must take rule over our spirit. We must take control. We must take control today. Why? It is still today of our own selves. It's called responsibility. Amen. We have to take responsibility for who we are. Praise the Lord. Look on over a couple more chapters to Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 33. The Bible says this. It says, surely the churning of milk bringeth forth butter. And the wringing of the nose bringeth forth blood. So the forcing of wrath bringeth forth strife. Amen. Amen. This old body likes to agitate. Yeah. This old flesh likes to churn up. Amen. We was over at the hospital tonight, and Landon was over there. You know how young'uns are, they kind of rambunctious and they like to keep moving. And he had his coat on, and he had the sleeves pulled way out, and he was going like this. He won't mind me telling on him. He was going like this, swinging them arms, I can't stand still. And I said, Landon, you remind me of one of them old wringer washers. And Bill said, yeah, he looks like the agitator part. Amen. So that's what a lot of us are. Praise God, we've got the agitator part down pat. We can agitate and stir. It's like a churning of that butter. Amen. You take that milk and you churn it and churn it, and you aggravate it enough, praise God, till it gets thick enough and it turns to butter. And praise God, you get agitated enough, you reach and grab a man by and twist his nose till it bleeds. Praise God, he's going to be pretty much agitated. Amen. See, we're good at agitating. We're good at stirring up. Praise God, we can keep him probe, punch and probe and say, hey, yeah, how you doing, buddy? Yeah. Hey, God, what are you doing now, huh? What are you going to do today? You know what? Hey, what are you doing that for? You know, why do you, hey, listen, where are you going? Why do you, you know, we can agitate, you can be an agitator pretty easy. You know, a lot of us is good at agitating. Amen. It don't take a whole lot of work to be an agitator. Praise God. It's pretty easy. Amen. Yeah, it comes natural for a whole lot of us. We can agitate, can't we, Malachi? Boy, we know just exactly how to push mama's buttons. Can't we, don't we, Malachi? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We know exactly what it takes to stir somebody up and get that excitement, that emotion, praise God, that anger, excitement of the mind going on. Amen. Amen, Landon. You know what it takes to get Papa stirred up. Amen. Get his mind excited. He gets to thinking about timeouts and he goes past timeouts to the woodshed. Amen. Gets to stirring in his mind about getting him a hickory tea. You young people know what a hickory tea is? You ought to. If not, come see me at church and I'll show you one. Amen. I'll cut your mom and your daddy one. I'll show you. You take it home with you. It's called that rod of correction. Without it, you spoil the child. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said, hey, listen, about any of us can provoke. We're all good at agitating. We good tater people. Amen. We're good at it. Praise God. He said, hey, we're not supposed to do that. We're not supposed to tear up and agitate. As he begins to minister our hearts here in verse 22 of Galatians 5, he said, but the fruit of Spirit is love. Amen. He said they're supposed to be a walk in the Spirit in a child of God. What is a walk in the Spirit? What does it mean to walk in the Spirit? Let me tell you what it is. Number one, it means a gentleness. We need to breed a gentleness in us. Praise God, that'll supersede. Praise God, that old wrathful thing and that old agitator thing that's already there. So you don't have to grow that old wrathful, angry person. He's already there. And if we ain't very careful, we'll grow that person. And we'll feed that person, praise God. But God said, hey, listen, it don't have to be that way. Amen. He said, it can be a better way. He said, it can be a way of gentleness. It can be that way of compassion. He said, it can be that way of love. It can be a way of self-control. We need self-control. He said, how do we have all these fruits of the Spirit? He said, you got to be self-controlled. And you're self-controlled, praise God, when you give yourself to the Spirit of control. Amen. When you begin to let the Holy Ghost of God lead you. He said, a gentle word, praise God, turns away wrath. Those gentle words, those cautious words, if you will. Those kind words. It turn away a lot of this old wrath in this world. Amen. When your situations come up and you start getting that excitement of mind, praise God, you can just say, oh me, Lord, I'm standing in need of prayer. Need you to help me, Lord. Need you to guide these old hands, these feet, and praise God, and especially these lips, that you'd build a wall, praise God, around my mouth and let me, praise God, I can't say something good. Don't say nothing at all. Amen. Praise the Lord. When the young'un get driving you crazy and get you to twist in your hair, praise God. That's when you just look to Jesus. And you say, Lord, I know you're in control. I know that, praise God, that you're able to do all things and do them well. I know that when the tough times come, Lord, you're still God. Amen. I'm not going to relinquish any power to the devil. Lord, I'm going to say, you're in control. Praise the Lord. We see God move in such a magnificent way. He says in verse 5, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If we begin to walk in the Spirit of God, we'll begin to have this gentleness. We'll begin to have this self-control that only God can give it or can give us. But we have to be ridding ourselves of that wrongdoing in our lives. Amen? So we got to control ourselves. In other words, in order to do that, we have to account ourselves responsible. Say, I'm the only one that's responsible for me. It don't matter how many agitators you work around. It don't matter how many agitators you have in your family. It don't matter how many agitators you got at the church. It don't matter how many agitators you see down at the grocery store. Praise God, you're still responsible for you. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah. Say amen or oh me. Praise the Lord. We're responsible for ourselves. You young people, look at me tonight. Every one of you, you are responsible for yourself. You're responsible. Behave yourself. You're responsible. Do right. Praise God. It's pleasing to God. Amen. Amen? You say, well, preacher, how do you know that? Because God says so. Look over in Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Now, the Bible's talking, Colossians chapter 3, about some things that we just talked about over in Galatians. Ain't it amazing to you how God was speaking to the church of Galatia? And then, you know, he didn't change the book for the church of Colossae. And I want to say today, praise God, he ain't changed the book for the church of Stony Fork. Amen. Praise God, the Word of God then is still the Word of God now. And it'll still help you and encourage you and lift you and lead you and guide you, praise God, in the higher presence than you've ever been before. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad God don't change. But in Colossians chapter 3, he says in verse 5, he said, mortify therefore your members, talking about putting to death, which are upon the earth. He said, fornication, uncleanliness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, amen. And by the way, that's a longing for that. It's forbidden, amen. That is forbidden by God. And he said, in covetousness, which is just greediness, and adultery, which is image worship, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on children of who? Disobedience. Among those that are in unbelief. Because praise God, if we believe God tonight, amen. How many believe God? Amen. If we believe God tonight, praise God, he said, then you're not a child of disobedience. You're a child of obedience. He said, you mortify these things. You put them away from you and you don't partake. Amen. Whoopee. We're preaching now, ain't we? Praise the Lord. But now listen to what he says in verse 7. It says, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. Well, God, you remember when you lived in them? Praise the Lord, but praise God, we don't live in them nor because we're a child of the King. Amen. Hey, we don't have to go back to the slums to get our help. We don't have to go back to the slums to get our nourishment. We don't have to go back to the slums to try to get our encouragement. We got a God of glory, praise God, who gives it out in a liberal fashion. Praise God. So he says, when ye lived in them. But now look what he says in verse 8. He said, but now that you've been saved and bought by the blood, purchased, praise God, from your sins. Are you hearing me tonight? Purchased from your sins. He said, but now ye also put off all these. Anger. Now I want you to notice how the Holy Ghost of God, how Paul lays them out right here. He said, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications out of your mouth. Now you look how God lays these out, praise God. He said, you put aside all this uncleanness, all the inordinate affections, all the maliciousness, all the covetousness, all the concupiscence and the adultery and all that stuff, praise God, because you're not that kind of person no more. He said, but you put all these also, this anger. Now that, remember I said that's excitement of the mind. That's letting your mind get excited, praise God. Letting your mind, praise God, take over you. Amen. That spirit, that person that you are. You begin to let your mind take over you. You begin to think about the things you could do to that person. You begin to think about how you could just reach up and pinch your head off. You begin to think about how you can grab them and throw them down a ladder. You begin to think about how you got boot them off the Eve. Praise God, you begin to think about all them things that you could do to that person. I mean, your mind gets excited. I mean, they've done made you angry. Amen? You've done got to think and praise God ways that you can get even. Amen. Am I preaching now? Amen. Have you ever been there? I'm talking to me. Amen. You get to think and praise God. Your mind becomes excited. And then the Bible says you put away these things, anger, that excitement of the mind. Amen. He said in you, that wrath. In other words, that's that display of that excitement. You ever get to the point that you want to display your excitement? Amen. You get to the point, praise God, in your body and your flesh. Praise God, you want to just put on display that you feel down inside and that your minds are just excited about. And you already conjured up in your minds 25 ways to just wire them out. Amen. Hey, you say, preacher, you preach like you know what you're talking about. Yeah, I do. I told you I used to have a problem with anger. Praise the Lord, but I ask God to help me so I don't go there no more. Amen. You say, did it work? Praise God, it's working. I ain't home yet, praise God, but it's working. Amen. Ain't it, honey? Praise the Lord. Praise God. Turn a house into a home instead of a wrestling arena. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, he said you put off this anger. You put off the display of this excitement, which causes you to have malice, which that's that wickedness that you do. Amen. You know, when you get excited in your mind and you begin to put into action those things that you'd like to do. Amen. You begin to put into action, you begin to do those wicked things. That malice begins to come out in the actions that you do. Why? Because you've lost control. Because we've lost control of our spirit. We've lost control of that man that we are. And then Paul says, and then not only do you get excited and you display the wickedness and excitement, praise God, and the wickedness that's there in what you want to do, but he said, then you blaspheme. Then you got to go and throw out a few words with God's name in it. Hello? I'm preaching now. Amen. All of a sudden, that old inner man, praise God, that old man that you used to be, praise God, takes hold. If you ain't careful, next thing you know, you throw out a few explicits and use God's name in the beginning. Huh? Yeah. I'm talking about God's people. Yeah, if we ain't very careful, praise God, we let the old flesh override us and we begin to say things, praise God, and we begin to say things that's not worthy of a God that we love. We begin to blaspheme. Amen. Words against God. And then he said, not only begin to blaspheme, but then he said, we throw in a few extra explicits at the end, some filthy communications out of our mouth. See what happens when we begin to let our anger overflow us? See what happens when we begin to let our anger, praise God, take control of us? Not only do we get excited, and not only do we put that excitement into actions, and praise God, we begin to show the wickedness that's truly there in our hearts. But praise God, we begin to seek God. We begin to blaspheme God. We begin to say wicked things. We begin to curse and call out different things. Praise God, it's not becoming a child of God. Where does that come from? Where does that come from? It comes from that old man. It comes from that old nature. But see, we have to take control of ourselves. Self has to be controlled. We have to self-control. We can't let the flesh take control of us. At those times is when we got to stop and we got to say, Lord, help me, please. I know that you're greater than this affliction, this thing that I'm dealing with. So, Lord, help me. I need you. You say, well, preacher, how can we go? He tells us, Paul tells us here, how we can overcome self. How that we can overcome our old fleshly man. In verse 17 of Colossians 3, he says this. And so what? And whatsoever you do in word or deed. Hello? He said, whatever coming out of your mouth, or whatever you're doing in your actions, listen to what he says. Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Now, if we ever get control of ourselves to the point that when we begin to get excited in our minds, that we just shut our eyes and say, Lord Jesus, I need you to help me now. You talk about a nipping it in the bud. You're talking about stopping the excitement of the mind. When you stop in your tracks and you cry out to Jesus, praise God, Jesus will reach down through the Spirit of God and He'll touch your immortal soul. He'll say, hey, listen, I got this. You'll be okay. He'll calm you down. He'll give you peace. Praise God. Hey, but we got to take time, praise God, to do all things as unto the Lord. Would you blow up and put into actions the anger that you have and the wrath that you have in your heart and in your mind, your excitement, and blaspheme God? If you knew you was doing it to Him, well, guess what? You are. When you do that, you're doing it in the presence of God. Bible says your body is a temple of God. Amen. So when we blow up and we lose self-control, God's looking down on that. And He's not pleased. He's not pleased. You say, preacher, you're trying to discourage us. No, I'm telling you, praise God, we can be better than that. Amen. We can be better people than that. We can take charge of our lives. We can control ourselves and become the child of God that He'd have us to be. Amen. Just start with yourself. Listen to what Paul says. He goes on there. Now listen to this. He hits us all. He said, wives, submit yourselves unto your husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Amen. Says, if your husband's right and your husband's treating you right, praise God, then you submit yourself to him, praise the Lord, and you love him, praise God, and you do those things, praise God, that's pleasing to God. Amen? And then he goes on to the husbands. And he says, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. He said, there should be no embitterment in the heart of a husband. Husbands, if we've got embitterment towards our wives, praise God, we need to get right. Amen? If there's any embitterment in our hearts, praise God, we need to get rid of that, praise God, and get ourselves fixed up so we can be the kind of man that God would have us to be for our wives. Brother Garland says, praise God, we need to realize that God put us with a princess. Amen. And we need to treat them like a princess. Praise God. But it doesn't go on there. He mentions the wives. He mentions the husband. Now listen, you children. Listen, you children, what God says for you. He said, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. What does that mean? You know how we can keep anger and wrath and all this stuff down in the home, in our house, in us? It's the mind, mom and daddy. Because God said that's pleasing to the Lord. Hey, you fellas, Jesse, what does the fifth commandment say? Say it loud where I can hear you.
Honor thy father and thy mother.
Honor thy father and thy mother. What does it mean to honor your father and your mother? It means, praise God, you don't back talk. Amen. You do what you're told, when you're told. Amen. Why? Because God is our authority. Mom and daddy has an authority. It's up here. It's God Almighty. And you know who, listen boys and girls, you know who your authority is? It's mom and daddy. God gives mama and daddy to be your authority to tell you, praise God, what's right, what's wrong, praise God, and you're supposed to listen to your mother and father. Honor your mother and your father. How do you do that? By keeping your mouth shut and doing what you're told. It means that when they tell you no, it means no. Amen? Listen, mama and daddy, it's time to quit playing. You say no one time, no means no. It don't mean maybe, it don't mean one, two, three, it means no. Amen? I'm preaching. Because you know why I'm preaching this way? You know why I'm preaching this? Because I dishonored my mom and my daddy When I was your age, I'd backtalk and I'd argue and I'd do things they told me not to do. And you know what? That kind of, the old devil brings that to my mind and my attention now, and I regret that. But I'm telling you this today because I don't want you to look back someday and regret it. I want you to look back someday on your life, boys and girls, and say, hey, I loved my mom and daddy, and whatever they told me to do, I did it. I didn't argue and talk back. Praise God, I just minded God, and I minded mama. I minded my daddy. I honored them. And you know what you do when you do that? Then you're honoring God. You realize when you honor your mom and your daddy and your papa, amen, you're right. And I want to tell you something. You young people, if you ever open your mouth, praise God, to your grandparents, you backtalk them and smart, praise God, they ought to smack you down. Amen. Your grandparents, praise God, they deserve your respect. They deserve honor. Amen. Amen. It's getting quiet. Praise God. In order for us to be pleasing to God, we got to, praise God, get ourselves under control. If we say that we're a child of God, if we say that we're children of God, if we've been born again, it's our responsibility. Amen. It's your responsibility. I don't care how little you are, how big you are, it's your responsibility to take control of yourself for the glory of God. Amen. But he said, parents, the children, obey your parents in all things. Did you hear that? All things. Not just a few things, but in all things. Amen. That means when you get a little bit older, and you get your mom and head daddy. Now, it kills me. Mom and daddy, they love you and they take care of you, and they'll help you get you an automobile. Amen. When you get your license, and you'll take off down the road, praise God, never stop to think about telling them where you're going. Huh? That's disrespectful. You ought to tell them where you're going and when you'll be home. Because that's honoring them. Amen? It's having respect for them. It's showing them that you care about them. And you know what that does? That brings honor to God. And He loves you for it. Praise God, I'd take the love of God over some hooligan down the road waiting on me anytime. Amen? Because I tell you what, Jesus will be your friend when them hooligans is gone. Amen. Now, some of you girls, maybe you've got some guys down the road, praise God, you think are big buddies. They may be right now, but praise God, you wait till your car's broke down, you ain't got no money. Yeah. You'll look around, them friends will be gone, you won't have nobody. You can say, hey, how about call and give me a ride to work? They'll say, we ain't got time for you. Huh? Yeah. How do you know? Because I've been there and seen that. They your buddies, they your pals while you got the money and the wheels. But praise God, when your wheels is broke down and you've run out of funds, you couldn't find them pals with a search warrant. Amen. Amen. You look at all these folks here in the building, they'll tell you the same thing. They've had the same kind of friends. Praise God, you want some friends, get you somebody down at the church house. Amen. Somebody that loves Jesus, look up with them. Praise God, if you get down, you have a need, praise God, they'll be there for you. Hey, I guarantee it. Praise the Lord. He says, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. He says, hey, we don't want to provoke them to anger. We don't want them to get discouraged. Or in other words, we don't want to break their spirit. Amen? We want to keep encouraging them. We don't keep that spiritual person growing. Praise the Lord. Amen? But he said, we do all these things as unto the Lord. Do all for God. Praise the Lord. That's what he says. He said, do in verse 16, verse 17, he said, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. So as we begin to do these things, you say, well, preacher, it's hard to do it. You do them in the name of Jesus. You do them because of Jesus Christ. You do it because of what he's already done for you. Praise the Lord. You do it out of respect for him. Respect because of who he is. He said, this is the right way to approach this. Amen. You say, well, preacher, why are you preaching this way? Because I told you that I won't get down to the message now. The anger in the church house. The title of my message, the anger in the church house. So, preacher, why did you title the message, the anger in the church house? Let me tell you why. Because these things and these situations is happening out in the world. The things and the situations is happening down at the house. The things and these situations, this excitement in our mind that's out of control is happening down at the schoolhouse and down at the playground. It's happening down at our house and it's happening down everywhere we go. And praise God, you know what we're doing? We're bringing all this mental strife, all this anger into the house of God, and we can't worship no more. We're bringing all this anger and frustration into the church house. Amen. We're getting so caught up in this anger and dismay, praise God. We're bringing the house of God, and we just sit there the whole time. We're thinking about this and about that and about how we've been upset and the things that we got to do and things that we got to undo, and we forget about God. Amen. And we bring this anger into the church house. We can't even worship. Amen. You get the fussing and fighting down on the job. Hello? Get the fussing and fighting with those folks you work with. Those ladies down there at the job, those fellas down there at the job, you get the arguing of anger and fussing with the kids down at the house. Hello? You get the arguing and fussing mama with daddy and daddy with mama. You get frustrated, you get aggravated, you get excitement in your mind. Then you come down to the church, at the house of God, and we try to worship. And all that stuff going on, you can't worship in that. You can't worship in that. You're just not going to be able to worship in that kind of atmosphere. You can't do it. He said, so what he's saying, hey, praise God, the Word of God tells us, praise God, that we got to get rid of this anger. We got to let it go. We got to take control of ourselves. Amen. We have to take self-control. One more time. He said, preacher, how can we do it? By having the love of God in our heart. Bible says the love of God is shed abroad in her heart. That's what makes a difference. Look at 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Look what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it's what? It's a chapter of love. Amen? It's a chapter of love. And listen to what he says in verse 4. He says, charity. Now, what is charity? Charity is love in action. Charity is love that works. So charity is love, praise God, and that's in your heart that reaches out to those around you. It's something that you have to display. It's something you have to long to put out there. It doesn't come natural unless you get a close relationship with God. You get rid of the things in your life. You get rid of self and selfishness, and you become a child of the King. He said, charity, that love in action suffereth long. Hello? That means it don't puff up real quick. It means it don't get mad real fast. He said, charity suffereth long and is kind. He said, love in action. He said, it's just being kind one to another. It's being kind. He said, charity, love in action, envieth not. It don't look at somebody and say, well, I'd like to be them. I'd like to have what they got. I'd like to do like they do. You better pay attention. You better be careful what you ask for. Because you don't know what they are when you don't see them. Amen. I've seen a lot of folks pray God and say, well, I'd like to be like them. I'd like to have what they got. You ask Jeffrey. I mean, he drives for UPS, goes all over the country. Some of them place over here at Biltmore Lake. They got these big, fine homes. I'm talking about million-dollar homes. And boy, they looking good. Got two cars and a boat. Jeffrey said, you go to the door, knock on the door, and praise God, they got a little package to deliver them. And they sitting in the house, and they sitting on a milk crate because that's all they got for furniture. But they looking good. Amen? We better, praise God, we better just be thankful for who we are and what we have. And if we're thankful for who we are and what we have, praise God, then God will bless us with the more. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you can't outgive Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. When we begin to thank God and be appreciative of what God's given us. You know, a lot of the anger and excitement, praise God, to be gone if we just get to thinking about, you know, I'm just me and God's blessed me in this way for me. And I'm just going to be thankful for that. Say, Lord, thank you for all that you give me. Amen. When your young'uns go to fuss and give you fits, you say, Lord, I thank you for my young'uns. I praise you, Lord, for the young'uns. And you young'uns, praise God, when you don't feel like mine Monday, you say, hey, you know, praise God for mom and dad. They love me enough, praise God, to tell me what's right and tell me what's wrong. Amen. But he said, charity vaunteth not itself. He said, love and action don't lift up itself. He said, it's not puffed up. He said, does not behave itself unseemly. Hello? Love and action, praise God. Charity, love and action, praise God. It don't behave itself unseemly. Praise God. It'll behave itself in a right fashion. Look what else he says. Then it seeketh not her own. In other words, it's not her own way, but it's a way that's pleasing to God. He said, it's not easily provoked. It's not easily provoked. See, when you got the love of God shed abroad in your heart, love of God in action, it takes a whole lot to get you excited. It takes a whole lot to stir up your mind when you're just thinking on heavenly things. Amen. He said, he thinketh no evil. Amen. He said, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Ain't you thankful for the truth? Amen. The truth will set you free. The truth will give you liberty, praise God. What he's telling us here, he said, it's love that makes the difference. It's that love of God that makes the difference. Let me just give you one more verse. I've given you this verse several times here lately, but I want to, the Lord just impressed upon my heart to give it to you again. In Ephesians chapter 4, Bible says, verse 26, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. What's he saying? He said, be angry and don't sin. You know, God, Jesus was angry several times, but he didn't sin. And he says, don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. He said, when you get mad, when you get that excitement of the mind, and you get to wanting to lay hands on somebody, he says, praise God, he says, before the sun goes down, Eddie, brother Eddie, he says, make it right. He said, go to that person, whatever you got to do, and just make it right. And you know what you do? You can pillow your head and go to sleep and wake up in the morning refreshed and say, thank you, Lord, for letting me deal with that last night so I don't have to do it today. Because you know what happens most times during the come morning? You'll get up and your spouse will go this way and you'll go that way and children go another way. And praise God, that you sit there and you still, you've done what you've done lost most of the night's sleep. And all this stuff is just there just churning all day long. And you know what happens? After you've worried about it, fretted over all day long, you come to the house and that husband, that wife come in and you kiss them hello, praise God, and you never say a word about it, and it's already gone, huh? What happened to all that mess that we was fussing and fighting about? Huh? It was just excitement of the mind. You let your mind get out of control. But listen what he goes on and says. He said, neither give place to the devil. He said, if we do, the devil will take control of our mind. But he goes on, verse 29, he said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that may minister grace unto the hearers. He said, you need to speak those good, kind things. Say pleasant things. When you feel like blowing up and saying bad things, when you feel like putting down and destroying, tearing down, just say something to lift them up. So I guess you done the best you could. I'll help you do that next time. I'll help you. I'll show you how. We'll do it together. Amen. But then he goes on, he says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. So what he's saying here, he said, it's the Spirit of God that wants you and will help you do those things, say those nice things. And he said, if you don't let the Holy Ghost of God direct you to say what's and do what's right and control your mind, he said, you're grieving. Are you hearing me? You're grieving the Holy Ghost of God. Grieving the Holy, very one that wants to help you. And he said, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Amen. Remember what I told you this word clamor is? That's the raising of the voice. That's screaming and hollering. But the Lord here, he says, to put bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking. He said, put it away with all malice. He says, get rid of all that anger with malice. With just as much effort of the mind, praise God, as you had that anger in your mind. He said, put it away like you hate it. Like you detest it. And don't let it display itself. You say, well, how do you do it? He said, and be kind one to another, tenderhearted, loving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. You just love them to death, praise God. When you want to beat them to death, instead of beating them to death, you love them to death. Amen? As Brother Bill says, praise God, when the neighbor gets on your nerves and gets on your last nerve, instead of going down there and cussing them out and calling them names, bake them a cake. Amen? A good cake. Don't put no extra chocolate in it. Bake them a cake. Make them some cookies. Amen? Let them know you love them. It's hard to fight with somebody, praise God, when they're treating you good. Amen? The Word of God says that a woman can win her husband without a word, without the Word. In other words, she don't have to harp at him and beat on him. Praise God, all she got to do is let's just live a life for Jesus and let Jesus shine forth in her. And he'll see that. Amen. She'll win him. She'll woo him. What he sees. But I wonder today when people look at our lives sometimes, what do they see? If we're getting all this rage and this excitement in our hearts out there, what are we bringing to the church house? We're bringing a lot of anger and frustration and aggravation to the house of God. Amen. And we wonder why we can't worship like we used to. We got to get rid of that. And we do that by taking self-control. By charity, love and action. That's how we change who we are. We say, Lord, I don't want to be that old person. I'm going to put it away with malice. I hate it. How many of you like being a grouchy, old, angry person? I don't think so. We all want to be somebody that's loving, somebody that's caring, somebody that people would like to be around. I hope. Amen. I don't think there's any grumpy old men here or ladies that like to just be by themselves. I think every one of us like to have people. Amen. I think everybody likes to have somebody around you. Like to have somebody, have to have fellowship. Amen. How do you do it? By just putting away the anger. Getting away of the anger in our lives. And we do that by just praise God, letting the Holy Ghost of God be led of the Spirit and walk in the Spirit. The Spirit of God, He'll change us. How does He change? By asking Him. Say, Lord, please, through Your Spirit, take my anger away. Don't let me get angry. Don't let me get angry. Help me, Lord, to be positive. Help me to have self-control. You know what He'll do? He'll help us to have self-control.